Just a quick reminder, if you've been trying links that I've mentioned on any of these recent episodes of the show and they don't work, technology changes and some of the things we offer change. So what we've decided to do is put everything that's current over at photobizhelp.com/links. And anything that isn't current probably won't work. So if you're having trouble with a link that doesn't work, that's probably why. Head on over to photobizhelp.com/links. Or if you're following along at photobizhelp on Instagram, it's the link in the bio. This is the Photo Business Help Podcast, a resource for photographers of all levels, from brand new to burnt out, who believe that business growth starts with personal growth. I'm your host, Natalie Jennings. I created Jennings Photo back in 2010 and have been happily full-time since, but not without some mistakes along the way. Those lessons, plus what's really helped me thrive financially and personally, are what I want to share with you so you can grow with your photo business too. You'll also hear stories from other photographers and industry folks, as well as my favorite ways to be more mindful and happier on this journey. Hi, I am jumping in here to let you know that this week's episodes are replays of shows that were wildly popular in the past and have some really great information for you. Before we dive into today's episode, here are a few words from folks that support Photo Business Help. I have a really great deal for you. This is super limited time. So if you are stuck on your SEO journey and you want to just improve your SEO, but in a simplified way, then Connor Wahlberg has a great opportunity for you. And he has a special opportunity for folks coming directly from this show. So let me tell you a little bit about it. It's a simple SEO membership. So all things simple when it comes to SEO. That's sort of like the core approach here, is that you don't want to have to figure out a bunch of complicated things when it comes to something like SEO. So with the membership, you'll just learn how to show up on Google for the right people and get more traffic headed to your site. You get instant access to the Simple SEO course, which is bite-sized video trainings to help you get your site fully optimized and ranking better, live monthly trainings and SEO Q&A calls. You get your questions answered, know what to do, and then when to do it, and just do it. So it's very simple. This is step-by-step for you. It's $30 a month, and you get a free 10-minute recorded site audit for all new members that come directly from Photo Business Help. All you have to do is let Connor know that you came from here, and you'll get that free audit of your site, so you'll know exactly where to start. So head on over to connorwahlberg.com/simple-SEO-membership. We also have it linked in the show notes, but just in case, connorwahlberg.com/simple-SEO-membership. Get started this new year on the right foot and learn a really simple system for boosting your SEO and your traffic. We'll have big time too. Hi, Audrey.
Hi.
Hi. You and I just switched to pick time last year?
No, it's been almost 2 years now for me.
Oh, for you. Me, it was last year.
Yeah. Which is weird, because that's all just 1 year in my brain. Like, 2020 to now is 1 year.
Well, PickTime is one of our newest sponsors, and that makes me so excited because I just love them so much. They've changed my business. It's one of the best shifts I've ever made. And, you know, 10 years in, I was like, oh, this is good. You know, you kind of get in your routine and you're like, do I have to learn something new?
Yep.
But I am so glad. I'm so glad I did. So I think this is why we're talking about it.
Yeah. Anytime this comes up or somebody asks which gallery service, I'm like, PickTime. I will die on that hill. I'm like, I cannot say enough great things about it. Yeah.
Well, I did an episode I think it was called Why I Love PickTime, maybe a year and a half ago or something. Well, it can have been. It must have been a year ago, right when I was starting. We're going to tack on that replay today after you and I chat, but I wanted to just like ask you like what you love about it. I thought we could talk about why we like it, because it truly has been, I mean, I've made more money with it than any other service I've used.
And very effortlessly, at least that's in my experience.
And every interaction I've had with anyone at that company has been very, very positive. They're all lovely folks, and I've gotten great responses. So that's always a plus for me. I'm a big fan of just cool people. You know, I've supported Profoto, and I still use them for a lot of stuff. And Dan, the owner, is lovely and really supportive. And I think that, you know, we talk about like you're always building your brand. I talk about that in my coaching a lot. But like, it's not just, oh, I take great photos. It's like you're always, always building your brand, and people remember every interaction from like the first email to like all of it. So we're not talking about that today, but it did come to mind that I love their product, but I also think as a whole, they're awesome.
Yeah.
So. Yay.
Added bonus for sure.
So what is the biggest change that you, and we don't have to like throw anyone under the bus and talk about what we used to use, but like, what's the biggest change that you notice in your business since you switched over?
Yeah. Well, the original reason I switched over is because I wanted something that looked nicer on the client's end and a little bit easier to navigate than what I was currently using. And I saw another photographer sent me a gallery and they were using PicTime, and I was like, this is it. This is exactly it. And then, so I just signed up.
Yeah.
Without even like, there was so much more good stuff. So then, yeah, quickly after signing up, I learned about their automations, which are like coupons and sales that you can run through your galleries. There's a gallery store attached to the galleries. So your clients can go on and they can order products right from there with their pictures displayed on it on the screen. It looks really nice. And you can set up different like coupons and whatnot, run sales. Like for the holidays, you can do like a holiday card sale. For Valentine's, you can do a Valentine's Day, whatever. And with the few clicks of a button, you just basically assign these automations to a gallery and it does all the work for you. It sends out the emails, the reminder email with a coupon code. Like, you don't really have to do anything. You may want to like adjust the wording in some of the emails, but aside from that, and I made more money in that first season, that first quarter of having PicTime through that gallery site than I had ever made in the like decade prior in the other gallery site that I was using.
Yeah, it is a huge opportunity to make more money, but also get really cool products in your clients' hands, because I think what PicTime does is it makes the bridge between digital files and like cool print stuff, whether it's calendars or books or whatever. It makes it so much easier. It also does that automation piece is so killer. You can customize it. So like, let's say, for example, I want to give you a Mother's Day discount, or give everyone a Mother's Day discount. So it's like the template that you assign to all of the galleries that you'd want to send that to. Because for example, I mean, if I did, you know, headshots for a corporate thing, I may not send it to the, even, you know, I mean, it just doesn't seem appropriate. So it's nice that you can, it doesn't just blanket send stuff. You can
pick and choose.
Yeah. But like, they have a template then where do you want all five emails to go out, like a reminder after a week, a reminder when there's 3 days left, 1 day left, whatever, or you can delete, you know, and only send out maybe two emails. Yep. Like, it's totally customizable. The content in the email is totally customizable. And then, you know, you can change the discount, you can make it whatever you want, but it just, as soon as you hit done, it just now in this really beautiful format, like your clients are going to be reminded, they're going to be sent a link to their gallery, which is even cooler, you know?
Yep.
It's cool.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
Yeah. It makes it so much easier. And like, instead of, you know, going to their gallery, downloading their photos, uploading them to some other site, trying to figure out how to make an album on another site, which photos to bring in. It's just, that can be so overwhelming. And I've heard directly from my clients, you know, before using all this, that they don't sometimes print things because it's just too much. It's overwhelming.
Yeah.
And that was really opening to hear that part prevented them from doing that. So this just makes it so much easier. It's right there. It's drag and drop. Beautiful, easy, simple. Your photos are right there.
And one of the things I think we should just do a whole episode on, so we don't have to go too far into it, but one of the things that it's changed for me is how I do mini sessions.
Yes, same. Yep.
And I think for you too. And I think, not to just like bait everyone, like, yeah, we'll talk about that later, but I think we should talk about that later, because we have a past episode that's coming up here in a couple minutes that you can hear about Pick Time. But I thought maybe we could each share one more small thing that we really like about it and then kind of let people listen to that other thing. And we'll talk about Pick Time quite a few more times, I'm sure, as we, because we use it so much. It's like, there's no way we're not going to be talking about it. But prior to Pick Time, I didn't really have a solid, working, reliable way for clients to proof their images. And that became part of my workflow, which for my branding clients is huge. You know, if you're doing a big branding shoot and you have 600 images of a person's, you know, head or whatever. I mean, of course, there's other stuff going on. But like, what's funny is, I don't know if you notice this at all, but whenever I used to deliver an album to somebody, and again, I used to choose all the photos that I liked, I would cull it for them. I would choose which ones I liked. I would edit those and then I would deliver it to them. Whenever they'd share it on Facebook or whatever, when I'd see like, hey, check out our new family photos from Natalie, the photos that they choose to share are almost never the ones that I would ever choose to share. And it just dawned on me that like, it's probably important to recognize that my photographer brain and I is looking at the photo in a totally different way than my clients are. Like, I'm looking at it for all of the photo reasons. Like, is the light good? Is the composition good? Mm-hmm. And they're like looking at like, oh, I love the people in this photo. They're looking at like the emotional kind of value of it more than they're looking at the technical value of it. And so I really wanted a way to allow my clients to pick their own favorites in a lot of situations. And I'd like to, you know, go way more into that another time, but because it's kind of complicated. But I love that I can send them a raw gallery and be like, these haven't been edited yet. Pick your top, whatever, however many are included in the package. And then I get the 20 images or whatever it is back. It syncs right up with Lightroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I can just edit them and send them back. That like it eliminates so many steps that can be problematic. So that's another reason I think they nailed the proofing capabilities. So
totally.
Anything else you want to?
Yeah, this one just popped in my head. The ability to make a slideshow, I think, is super cool. I've only played around with it a little bit, but
mm-hmm.
you can make a slideshow very easily. You can have it right at the beginning of the gallery. They have a ton of music that you can choose to play with it. And I just find it's a really fun way to display the photos when you first send a gallery. The emotion of seeing them kind of play in front of you with some perfectly picked music, you know, just really feels a little bit more. And I think that's powerful. It's really easy. It's just also easy, which thank you, Pick Time.
Yeah, thank you. Well, and it's truly though, it's awesome for like a client, a wedding client, for example, to be able to share.
Yeah.
A beautiful slideshow with folks. And then they can also share the gallery with like all of the people. They can just send it to people and those people can easily participate in the shopping part of it. But they have the capability to do that really easily. Mm-hmm. Like you said, it's really beautifully laid out.
Yeah.
Slideshows.
Share the slideshow, you know, the link of it to people without having to share the entire gallery. And that's kind of cool.
Well, if you aren't excited about Pick Time, you should be now. And remember to use the code PHOTOBIZHELP if you head over there and get a discount. It's a great, great thing that they're offering as sponsors. And I guess that's it for us. Let's jump into this replay of like me gushing over Pick Time. It might be redundant, but that's okay. Thanks, Audrey.
Yeah.
Today, I want to talk to you about something new that I've been exploring in my business and why I love Pick Time. If you've worked with me before or listened to this podcast, I've probably mentioned that I host my galleries on SmugMug, and I still do. I think it's a great place for the price just to store high-res JPEGs. But I recently discovered Pick Time. We are on Clubhouse a lot. The monthly Clubhouse for PhotoBizHelp is Mondays at 2 p.m. Central. And one of the things that's come up quite consistently is how to better serve our clients when it comes to selling if we're not able to do IPS or in-person sales. So I chose not to continue with IPS, even though, yes, it is very lucrative because I had a travel schedule and all kinds of stuff going on. It just wasn't working for me. Not to say it can't work for you, but if you're one of those photographers where IPS is a little bit more stressful or you're on the road a lot pre-COVID, post-COVID, this might be something that you really like. So I wanted to talk a little bit today about why I really like Pick Time. And the first thing is pretty obvious when you check it out. It's just the aesthetic. It's really clean. It's very minimal, which means that it's really easy for your clients to understand and take in. There's not too much that they need to know, but there's also a cool little auto tutorial that gets triggered when they log into their gallery for the first time. So I really like just sort of the accessibility, the aesthetic, just the minimalism. It's really cool when you check it out for the first time. The next thing, and this is the part that's continuing to blow my mind as I learn more about it, are the apps and the automations. So in business, as you've heard me say before, when you can start to hand things off or automate things, it's going to make your life a lot easier. And one of the things that Pick Time allows you to do is automate all kinds of things, particularly sales or deals or anything that you're offering that requires a series of follow-up emails with your client. And it lets you write and design all those emails, but then it lets you just turn on the switch and it triggers this workflow. I admittedly have not gone super deep on this, but from what I've heard from other photographers and the webinars I've watched and the results I've seen in the few clients that I've sent galleries to so far, it is an incredibly valuable tool to be able to have automated sales and anything automated when it comes to delivering your gallery so that your client feels supported. So those apps are really, really cool. It's something that I wish I would have had years and years ago, but here I am giving it a try now. The last thing that I'm going to talk about today, and there's so many things that I love about this, but the last thing that I am just really excited about is that there's a Lightroom plugin with PicTime. And I know there's a Lightroom plugin for a lot of services. SmugMug has one as well, but this allows me to upload a gallery that's watermarked, let's say for a mini session, allows my clients to look at all of their photos, choose the 20 images or the 10 images that are included in a mini session, and then I can pull those images directly back into Lightroom, edit them, and those edits reflect back in the gallery. So it's such an amazing tool for proofing. It's also really cool because it just works with Lightroom. So any changes you make to the gallery can be reflected both ways, and I find that to be incredibly convenient for my workflow. So those three things are just a few, the aesthetic, the apps and automations, and the Lightroom plugin. A few reasons why I really, really am excited about using Lightroom in 2021, especially as things pick up and get busier. And I hope that you give it a try. If this is something that's been on your list, I highly recommend it. If it's something that hasn't been on your list and your workflow is working for you, get to the things that you want to get to. Don't let this throw a wrench in your plans. But for those of you that this resonates with, I promise you're going to love it. I'm just excited. I think it's really cool. You can join us on Clubhouse as well on Mondays at 2 Central, the Photo Business Help Club. And we often talk about stuff like this so you can learn from other photographers. That way, if audio learning is something that you really like. Thank you for listening. If you want to grab that Pick Time discount, the link is in the show notes, or if you go to Instagram at PhotoBizHelp, you can grab there's a little link there. There's links everywhere. But if you head over to Pick Time, use the code PhotoBizHelp and grab that offer from them. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful rest of your week.